This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. A new podcast aims to amplify the voices of LGBTQ Vermonters of color. It's called Brown and Out, and it's hosted by Reggie Condra. Condra and I met up last Friday to talk about why he wanted to put out this interview podcast and how it's been going so far, starting with why he's the right person to do it.
I'm just, you know, a queer person of color myself, and I had an idea and no one stopped me, so I went ahead and just did it.
Yeah, you get to make what you want and you get to talk to who you want. So who are you talking to in this inaugural season of Brown and Out?
Oh, we are talking to some really fabulous folks. The first couple of episodes to part one and two with Elena Littlebug. We're talking with...
Tell us who Elena Littlebug is for people who haven't heard these interviews with her, because episodes one and two with Elena are already out as we do this interview.
Yes. Elena is a local woman. I want to say just a regular person, you know what I mean? She, I want to say, is sort of remarkable in that she's unremarkable. She's just a regular person, but happens to be a trans woman and a trans woman of color, and I just wanted to speak with her. I just wanted to know what she was thinking, feeling, and that's what we did.
The interview starts, you ask her, you know, what are you thinking about these days? And she immediately goes into gaming. So, you know, it's like the first episode right away, it's like, what do you want to talk about? And that's where she goes, and you take it from there.
Yeah, I mean, and that just totally exemplifies the whole point of the show, which is that there isn't an agenda. I really just want to talk to LGBTQ people of color. I really just want to know what they're thinking, how they're feeling, what they're doing. And I want, furthermore, other people of color for sure, and also, to the extent that they're interested, white folks, to know who we are as well. I don't think that we have to explain ourselves, but I love that I'm able to really simply give a platform to people who want to share.
Who do you think of as your audience? And when you're having conversations with your guests, are you keeping that audience in mind or just trying to have a good conversation? I just committed a cardinal sin.
Oh,
I asked you two questions,
and
then I expect you to answer. So let's start with the first one. Terrible interviewing. Who do you think of as your audience?
Okay. The audience is really anyone at all who's interested in hearing queer people of color speak at all about anything. So I want that to be everyone. I want that to be everyone in the world. I think that everyone should want to hear these stories. I think it's super important that other queer people of color hear the stories, just so that they know that folks are out here listening, caring about what they have to say. And I guess in a way, it's also important for straight people, for white people to understand that we're out here and we exist and we have stories to tell as well. So it's for everyone.
I want to pick up on what you were saying, though, about we don't have to explain ourselves. So it's not an idea where you're thinking of your audience and trying to, you know, right out the bat say, now, for people who are, you know, unaware of the gender binary, or let me explain what trans is. So,
right.
You know, when you think about your audience as you're doing the interview, how do you conceptualize who you're talking to?
I don't think it's really tailored to an audience. The main thing that I think is important is that people are being as honest and genuine as they possibly can be while we sit down together and chat. It's just, I'm looking for, you know, a real conversation.
All right, so we talked about Elena. She's your first guest on the episodes that are out, and you've conducted a couple more interviews already. Who else are you talking to?
I've also spoken with Jarvis Green and with Shawnee Stoddard. Again, these are just regular folks. Some regular folks do really remarkable things, like Jarvis has a production company, JAG Productions, down in White River Junction. And Shawnee, who you may know of.
I interviewed him.
Yes, and I heard that interview. It was fabulous. Shawnee is Vermont's current reigning drag idol.
You say in your introduction to the podcast, you're really looking for anybody who wants to talk about being queer and brown in Vermont. So are you getting people yet who are writing in and saying, hey, you should talk to me, or you should talk to my friend, or you should talk to my brother?
Yeah, folks really are interested, and I'm not entirely surprised. I felt going into this that hopefully it would serve a purpose that people really, really did want to share, and that I might be able to give them a space where they could do that publicly, you know, for everyone. And people have been responding. Folks have been saying they're interested in interviewing, and people have suggested people. So it's a really cool way to network and just figure out who folks are in this area. You know what I mean? And I think that's how other people feel about it too. It's a storytelling showcase, and it can be sort of a networking showcase, just finding out, you know, who we are.
Are you learning about new people who you didn't know before?
Yeah, absolutely. Every day. It's fabulous. And hopefully they'll all end up on the show.
When you think about podcasting, one of the great things, I think, as a fellow podcaster, is you have this ability to talk about what you want and to highlight the voices that you feel like are underrepresented and to put out the show that you want to put out for the audience who self-selects. On the other hand, if one of the problems in our community is that queer people of color's voices aren't being heard, the knock on podcasts is that they're still then only being heard by this small self-selecting audience, and it's not something where their voices are necessarily being pushed out to the masses in the way that equal representation would actually be.
Are you talking about the fact that I just have this podcast and whatever promotion I'm doing to rely on who gets to hear it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I mean more. Okay, so we'll take VPR here, what we're doing this for. Would you like to see something where your show was carried, you know, on stations around the country rather than something where it's like, oh, sure, your voices are important, but you do your little show over there in the podcast world because we're not going to give you space in sort of mainstream media?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I feel like this podcast only exists because there wasn't a space for it in mainstream media yet, and I don't want to put a limit on it. I'll take it as far as it wants to go, you know what I mean? I just feel like podcasts being as democratic of a format as they are, it just totally made sense, you know what I mean, to not even bother knocking on anyone's door or, you know, asking anyone's time and just kind of making it up on my own, kind of a DIY sort of vibe.
Was there anything that surprised you in learning to become a podcast host and putting out your own podcast?
Honestly, I'm surprised at how easy it's been. Therefore, I would really, really encourage anyone and everyone with an idea to just make a podcast out of it and allow yourself to be surprised at how it's received. You know what I mean? I'm really, really happy with the reception we've gotten so far. Yeah, surprised and happy.
Well, Reggie, congratulations on getting the first few episodes out there, and looking forward to the future hearing more episodes of Brown and Out. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you very much, Jane. I really appreciate the opportunity.